who I am. Hey, I'm just a beer man.
You talked about beer being an ag product, and I have cousins in Louisiana that used to drink Budweiser, not Bud Light, but specifically Budweiser, because it was rice-based and they were rice farmers. So they were supporting their industry. But when Anheuser or some, they sold out and it's made with something different now, so they've switched. But there was a very long time where if you did not have true Budweiser, you were frowned upon because you weren't supporting the family business.
The rice business. See, there's always a connection. That's so true. Yeah, well,
we talk about the ag being a $23 billion industry on chooseazbrews.com, the website for Arizona craft breweries. It talks about being a $1.14 billion economic impact with over 9,000 jobs and 110 breweries. I would not have guessed we had 110 microbreweries here in Arizona.
It's amazing. So tell us the story, Rob. Get into those numbers a little bit more.
Well, we are manufacturers. We are also shopkeepers, and we are tap rooms, and we are restaurants. We're very inefficient in terms of using labor. We don't have those large automated processes. So all that adds up. That was in 2019. 2020 numbers are going to be lower. Although we created, we were only off by 10 or 15% on our volume produced. But the margin's going to be so much lower.
Sure.
Switching from draft beer in your own place and then having to package adds $25 to $30 more per barrel to make. So and we lost a lot of good people during the layoffs and things like that. So
yeah, made it tough. You know, it truly is a craft if it's kind of labor intensive, it sounds like.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think a rule of thumb is one brewery job equals 43 jobs downstream. So that goes, you know, supporting farms, distributors, truck drivers, people in retail, the lodging industry.
So, Rob, you even have kind of a wine background, too. So you know wine, you know beer. Makes sense you'd be the executive director. How does Arizona compare to some of the other states in the United States?
Well, I like to say that wine and beer sort of drape themselves over the landscape and sort of adjust. I mean, it's made with with yeast, which is a live entity. So it's adapted to mankind for 10,000 years. Think about that. And so the beer and wine and spirits to some degree are an expression of who you are. So all the things we love about Arizona are in our beers. And so we're not going to, people say, are we going to be the next San Diego? I'm like, well, we have palm trees in common with San Diego.
But we want to be different.
We are different. Yeah. We're going to be different. And, Arizona is a beautiful place, and you can die in the middle of the most remote part of it and within 45 minutes of driving. So it has to express all these things. As farm people, there's a lot of risk in what you do. And,
absolutely.
And when it comes together, it's just a beautiful thing.
So Arizona Farm Bureau is celebrating our centennial, and we've partnered with Old Ellsworth Brewing Company. We wanted to partner with all of the craft brewers, but that's just, trying to manage that. And we're celebrating all the craft brewers here in Arizona. Again, any of our craft brewers that are listening, tap in with comments either on Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, Schneff Farms, the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild, and let us know what your take is on everything. But anyway, we are partnered with Ellsworth Brewing Company, and that's in Queen Creek,
it
too.
It is in Queen Creek,
yep.
Yes.
On our signature beer, and we were privileged to have Rob bring some of those cans in. If we were on TV, we could show them, but we'll do some picture-taking and social media posts. So talk about our CN beer.
Sure. It's with partners, Sanagua Malt. Sanagua has an amazing story. It is a farm cooperative, and they are malting barley, but it's a benefit corporation, meaning they don't measure their success in dollars. They measure their success in terms of achieving goals with the Nature Conservancy. So they measure in gallons of water saved. So as you all know, Arizona can produce world-class barley for wheat for pasta and also barley. The problem is for beer, it has to be malted. You have to trick the plant into thinking it's going to reseed, and then you have to stop that process. And you can stop at various points with heat, and then you roast it for different flavors. So that's why the same grain can make a very dark, almost coffee black beer and a very light, pale straw beer. And that all of that is an art, and that's being done by Sinagua. They convert they convert farms from alfalfa, which is high water use in June, July. Barley, you stop watering in June, so by the time you harvest it, it's bone dry, and it's more amenable to the malting process.
Where are they located?
They have their malt operation in Camp Verde.
Okay,
and the farms are. East of there, northeast of there.
Talk about the flavor of the beer.
Sure.
And we will.
We will in the third segment.
All right.
We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock. Time for bottom of the hour news break. We'll be back with Arizona Farm Bureau and their guests, Mark Schnepp, Schnepp Farms, and Rob Fulmer of the Arizona Craft Brewery Guild here at Rosie on the House.